Finally tonight, remembering a giant in the world of dance and the performing arts, choreographer Paul Taylor. Jeffrey Brown has our remembrance of his career and why he became one of the most influential creators in his field.
Joyful, athletic, and lyrical, Paul Taylor's choreography was often complex, always human. Hailed as a towering figure of modern dance, Taylor's success in movement grew from a unique eye for observation, as he told me when we met in 2007.
Watching people has always been something that I've done even as a kid. And I changed schools a lot. And I knew almost immediately who was going to be the class bully, who to watch out for. And you can tell sometimes by the way they move. And walking is the most revealing thing. A walk is like a fingerprint. No two people walk the same.
Taylor was born in 1930 and spent part of his early years on a farm in Maryland. An athlete in his youth, he went to Syracuse University on a swimming scholarship, but discovered a love for dance in his 20s.
I fell in love with the idea of dance. It just hit me all of a sudden. And the idea of being a dancer was like the idea of being a flame, and I love to move.
At 6 feet tall, he was a virtuosic performer who quickly captured the attention of dance legends, performing with Martha Graham, Merce Cunningham, and George Balanchine before devoting himself to his own troupe, the Paul Taylor Dance Company. There, he created and performed landmark works like Oriole, a 1962 piece choreographed to music by Handel that remains in the company's performance repertoire today. Taylor even pushed the boundaries for what was considered dance, as in his minimalist 1957 work called Duet, where for 4 minutes, he and a reclining woman never moved. Over more than six decades, Taylor explored all aspects of the human experience, from joy to the horror of war. And he offered his audiences a range of styles, from the classical to slapstick.
Dance, I think, consciously or unconsciously, symbolizes life. And it reflects the human condition. Or can. It tells us the joys, the sorrows, the fallacies, the idiocies, the brilliance, anything human. Even just the head does it.
Taylor himself retired from performing in 1974, but continued to choreograph, often still polishing movement even in dress rehearsals.
There, okay, good.
He created an astounding body of work, at least two new dances a year for a total of 147 pieces. In recent years, Taylor took steps to ensure a continuing life for his troupe, naming dancer Michael Novak as its next artistic director. And the company will continue to tour worldwide.
I think there'll always be a need for dance, for dancers to dance and for watchers to watch. I believe that. I have to believe that.
Paul Taylor died Wednesday in Manhattan of kidney failure. He was 88 years old.